Hello, my name is Liam, and today I will be interviewing my grandfather. What is your name?
It's Bernard McMahon. And they call me Bernie. Bernie is what they call me.
About his experiences in Vietnam. So, I've prepared some questions.
Sure.
What was basic training like?
Well, I went to basic training in Coronado, California, which was training for the naval officers who were going to be advisors to the South Vietnamese Navy. And we studied all kinds of interesting things to prepare us, radio procedure, how to order airstrikes and airdrops of food. And we had a long exercise in Camp Pendleton, California, where we worked with the Marines and learned how to find mines and inspect villages and weapons training of the various kinds of weapons we would be using. And then after that, I went to language school to learn how to speak Vietnamese. And from there, we graduated, and I went to Vietnam, left for Vietnam.
Okay. What was the weather and climate like in that part of California?
Oh, it's beautiful in California. San Diego is mostly summertime, except in March and April when it rains a good bit during the day. But it's very warm, and we had lots of exercises, swimming in the water and working in the sand dunes and working in Camp Pendleton, California, which is just north of San Diego. The weather was beautiful.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. When did you leave the United States to go to Vietnam?
It was in the end of 1966, in November 1966.
What was it like leaving the United States?
Well, it was very sad to leave, but very challenging to be going over to Vietnam. It was about the height of the buildup of U.S. forces after the Americans had decided to participate in the war on a personal basis rather than as a advisory role. And just before I left, the night before, I went up to Travis Air Force Base to take the plane over. My wife, Ellen, and I had dinner at a Chinese restaurant, and I got a fortune cookie and opened it, and the fortune cookie said, "Do not take any long trips overseas."
Really?
Yep.
What was your first mission, and what was your favorite mission?
Well, we had missions every day, and we were with the Vietnamese Navy, and we were on small boats in the Mekong Delta, in the southern part of this, on the Mekong River. And there were no American forces there, or just us and the other Vietnamese Army units, as well as the Navy. We patrolled the rivers back and forth, looking for contraband in Viet Cong who would be crossing the river at night. So we patrolled primarily at night, and then we ran operations on the riverbanks and the canals. The Mekong Delta is a lattice work of small canals because of the rice paddies that were used during the French occupation of Vietnam. So we would go up and down the canals with the Vietnamese soldiers and Marines, and we would land them ashore, and they would do a mission against the Viet Cong, and then we would provide fire support and pick them up after the mission had been completed. So that's what we did every day for a year.
That's cool. Tell me about your experiences in the CIA. Were they during the Vietnam War or after?
I worked for the CIA during the Vietnam War as an advisor to a group called the Provincial Reconnaissance Units, and they were 80 of them, and I was sort of their leader. They were all ex-Viet Cong or ex-Viet Minh, so they knew all of the people that were involved, and primarily we were after the leaders, not the soldiers that were Viet Cong day-to-day, but their political leaders. And so we would set an ambush in a small village and try to capture their leaders to bring them in for interrogation to find as much information as we could.
All right. And one last question. What was your rank? And when you came home, was your life changed? How did Vietnam affect your life after?
Well, I was a lieutenant, and after the war, I obviously came home, and I was always impressed by the great courage that I saw among the Vietnamese people, and was very disappointed and and saddened by the fact that we had never provided them sufficient support, air power, and logistics and ammunition after 73, when it was declared against the law to do that. And as a result, the South Vietnamese, try as they might, were finally conquered by the North Vietnamese. And many of the friends I worked with that advised, that were very heroic, were then put in prison camps, and many of them never survived. So it was a great tragedy, and I think we learned a good lesson. That is, if we are going to get ourselves involved in a combat overseas, that we should either not get involved or get involved so that we are able to win the engagement and support the people that were dedicated to us. One of the great tragedies of the Vietnam War is that the Vietnamese trusted us, and we betrayed that trust. As a result, they lost their country, and many of them lost their lives.
Thank you.